we're back. Catherine Albrecht here, broadcasting live from the Computer Freedom and Privacy Conference at CFP 2014, online at cfp.org/2014. We do this every year, and if you would like to be a part of the conference, you're welcome to check out CFP 2015 when it comes around and sometime in the next year, and we'd love to have you join us. It's a group of very passionate individuals who care a lot about privacy, everybody from policy people to activists to protesters to you name it. We are all here, and we're all trying to find better ways to protect your privacy. All right, well, it's my pleasure now to welcome my next guest, Jeff Fox. He is a former tech editor of Consumer Reports, where he worked for 24 years. He now has a new venture, which is the stateofthenet.net website, which he is the editor of. Jeff Fox, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Catherine.
It's a delight to have you on. Now, we had kind of an interesting conversation yesterday over one of the many delightful meals that we've had here and opportunities to break bread and drink coffee together. And you were talking a little bit about your experience at Consumer Reports, looking at technology, looking at privacy issues, and the struggle, I guess, of the moving target that Consumer Reports is trying to keep up with all of the technology tools. So has Consumer Reports really shifted a little bit from being a company that looks at vacuum cleaners and blenders to maybe looking a little more deeply under the hood at some of the privacy products or Internet products that are available now?
You know, they've always been beyond products. They've always worked for the betterment of consumers through the years, doing investigative work. But when I came along was when you know, the Internet and the privacy issues really came to the fore, and then security after that. So I think I pushed the envelope. Maybe I pushed them a little beyond their comfort zone at times, but we had a lot of success and we had a lot of impact over the quarter of a century that I worked on that with them.
What are some of the reports that you worked on at Consumer Reports that you're the most proud of or that you think had the biggest impact?
In 1994, I did a story on who's reading your medical records, and that was several years before HIPAA. And at the time, medical records were totally unprotected, and it just exposed all the different ways, how vulnerable, people's medical records were. And one of the things that comes to mind, 1997, I came across a company called DoubleClick before anyone else ever heard of them. And I'm the one who actually broke the story about DoubleClick's use of cookies, to track people. And I called up people like Bob Smith at Privacy Journal, who had not heard about this, and all the other privacy advocates who had no idea this was going on, and got quotes for them in the story. So, I have a kind of proud of that. You may remember about 3 years ago, the survey which I created there called the Consumer Reports State of the Net Survey, we found that about 7.5 million underage children were on Facebook. And that caused a huge furor about 3 years ago. It got Facebook called into a Senate hearing. So I've been making a lot of trouble for industry.
You guys really have. You've made a lot of waves. And actually, Bob Smith, or Robert Ellis Smith, as he's known to my listeners, he's been a guest on the program. We launched him a StartMail account, too. So it was kind of fun looking at the many years that he and I first met in 2000, I think. So a lot of us in the trenches for a lot of years working on these issues. And thank you for your work on DoubleClick. For listeners who don't know what DoubleClick is, can you just kind of give a brief recap?
It was one of the first online advertising networks. They didn't want to be called an ad agency. They sent us letters of complaint because we called them that. And we said, well, too bad, you are.
Yeah, but, or worse.
And right. One of the great things about working for Consumer Reports is you can send letters back saying, too bad you are, and they got to take it. But and that's a wonderful thing about Consumer Reports. But what I discovered late one night was that they were running ads across a variety of websites and keeping track of, this was the first tracking across websites. People didn't think you could do it back then. They thought a cookie was just on a particular website for saving your password. And when I saw that they were at everything from Alta Vista, which was the leading search engine at the time, to Dilbert. In fact, I wanted to call my piece, "Is Dilbert Spying on You?" But the editors ended up, top editors ended up, saying, "Is your computer spying on you?" But I felt betrayed, going to these familiar sites like Dilbert, and then somebody was, actually spying on me.
Isn't it interesting that the things that horrified us back then, because I've said many times on the show with regard to email, that I was part of the coalition, which I think arose out of CFP in 2004, of people who signed that letter to Google saying, what do you mean you're going to start reading people's email in 2004? What do you mean you're going to have this new thing called Gmail and you're going to actually read people's email as a funding mechanism? So I look at that now, and now people go, what do you mean there was ever a time that they didn't. And I think in many ways what you're talking about, people are probably saying, what do you mean? Was there ever a time when cookies didn't track you all over the internet? And the reality, that was a really shocking revelation for people.
At the time.
At the time. Absolutely. And now look where we are today. Where
our threshold, I think, keeps going up.
That's a really, really good way of putting it. All right. Well, let's talk about your newest venture. You are the editor of stateofthenet.net. I'm up on the website here. It's Jeff Fox's stateofthenet.net, just like it sounds. Privacy, security, and other things that matter. Tell us what your plans are for this website.
Well, the name comes from the survey that I created about 10 years ago at Consumer Reports, the State of the Net survey. And that was created because at the time I was investigating cybersecurity as early as 2002 and found that there was no real data, no government data, no data about security online at all. And I even presented to the Federal Trade Commission the fact that we had no idea what was going on. And so we created that survey, and over the years, documented, we measured spam, we measured malware, we measured phishing scams, how much money the public was losing, how big the losses were, how widespread. So I wanted to continue that work, but I want to concentrate on it, but expand in the new media.
So this is kind of reminding me of the doomsday clock in a way. The state of it. Like, how many minutes do we have left? How much privacy is still remaining? And watching the minutes tick away till midnight. Are you encouraged that some of the folks here, including StartPage, StartMail, Silent Circle was here last year. They've got their new dark phone that's coming out that's fully encrypted. We've got a lot of products that we showcased at the Crypto Party session earlier today, right, where we looked at many, many programs that are available freely on the internet now that people can use to get a little more privacy. Are you encouraged by that, or do you think we're fighting a losing battle?
No, I'm encouraged by the market solutions to this, and not to say that government regulation isn't helpful when they're committed and it's effective. But we saw, I guess about 10, 12 years ago, some products came out. There was something called Anonymizer. There was something called Freedom.
I had an Anonymizer account, and I had a Zero Knowledge account.
Right.
But they were hard to use back then. Anonymizer was really slow. My husband bought it for me. I actually opened my Christmas card from the tree, and it was a certificate saying, I've gotten you an Anonymizer account. And it was supposed to be a proxy browsing service, and it was so slow that I couldn't wait 2 or 3 minutes to load a single website, and I just gave up. But nowadays, right, we're actually getting ahead of the curve on these tools.
I think we're at privacy protection 2.0 now.
Thank you.
And that's well put. Much better. And I'm so happy to see this, because I've been frankly frustrated with the limitations of government and the agencies that are supposed to protect us. And so while you shouldn't have to rely on the market, it just looks like we are having to. And I see all these things burgeoning now. I think it's a good sign. Maybe the odds are becoming a little more even, because you've got smart people. For example, Brian Kennish, who left Google to start Disconnect. I don't know if you know Brian, or you've had him on the show. You probably should. Bringing he worked for DoubleClick, and now he's gone to what they call from the dark side to the light side, and he was kind of unhappy with what they were doing, and he decided to use his skills to protect consumers rather than to spy on them. So I think, because of the libertarian and freedom-loving nature of techies, I think that you're seeing a lot of them come out and try to give people technology now.
Yeah, I think we're moving in that direction, and StartMail, of course, is our hopeful attempt to show that people are going to be willing to actually pay for that privacy, because they're paying for those free services with their privacy. So we're hoping to see the market kind of shift a little bit, and I appreciate all that you've done to keep people informed. We're looking forward to seeing your new website. And Jeff Fox, thanks so much for being my guest.
Sure, my pleasure.
All right, Catherine Albrecht, we'll be right back.